The following is transcribed.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents...
The Adventures of Superman.
Today, as Clark Kent continues with his plans to capture the counterfeiters red-handed, his three young stalwart assistants, confronted with disclosure, stand terror-stricken, awaiting their doom.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, how'd you like to wear a Superman Crusader ring with a picture of Superman standing out big and powerful on the front? Jimmy Olsen's got one, you know. He's been giving them out to the kids at Unity House, and they're mighty proud of this ring because it's a sort of symbol of Superman's fight for tolerance and good sportsmanship. You'll be identified as a Superman Crusader, too, when you wear this ring. And you'll be mighty proud of how terrific it looks. It's made of shiny silver-looking metal with Superman's picture, as I said, on the front, and the word Superman Crusader clear and plain on the side. Adjustable, too. Easy to fit right your finger yourself. And it's so sturdy and durable with a special sort of silver-like finish, why it'll wear and wear, keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, to get your own Superman Crusader ring, ask Mom to get you a package of that Sunshine cereal Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Let me say that again now. Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send in today, gang, for your Superman Crusader ring from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman. Pretending to operate a legitimate messenger service, a man named Pearlie is conducting a branch of a gigantic counterfeiting racket. Some of the counterfeit money fell into the hands of young Mary Hennig, alias Chickie, a Daily Planet copy girl. Facing a prison term for passing the money, Mary, at the suggestion of Clark Kent, secured a job as messenger for Pearlie, hoping to clear herself by uncovering his operations. Ordered to recruit two more messengers, Mary enlisted Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, the Daily Planet copy boy. Then, posing as tough youngsters, the three were in Pearlie's private office when two boys entered the reception room. Pearlie left his private office to greet them, and Beanie, recognizing one of the boys through the partly opened door, gasped.
One of those kids is Monk Owen. He knows who I am. If he comes in here, we're dead pigeons.
As we continue now, Pearlie, followed by the two boys, is approaching his private office where Beanie, Jimmy, and Mary sit frozen in fear. Listen.
Come into my private office, boys. There's some other messages there. All your instructions at the same time.
Here he comes. What do we do?
Wait a minute, Mr. Burley. Before we go to meet those other guys, I'd like to ask you something.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, it's kind of private, sir. Close that door to your office for a minute.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus, that was close.
Yeah, but it ain't over yet.
B's right. This is only temporary relief. You sure that kid is Monk Owen and that you know him, Beanie?
Sure I am. Jimmy lives in my old neighborhood. We even went to school together.
That doesn't mean anything.
He does when he knows I work for the Daily Planet.
How does he know that?
I ran into him only a couple of days ago and I told him then what I'm doing.
Uh-oh, that is bad.
Oh, gosh, what'll we do?
He was, I don't know, we're trapped.
Mr. Pearlie finds out, it's curtain.
Oh, wait a minute. Isn't there another way out of this office?
I don't see any.
I'm sure there is.
What about the window?
Gee whiz, you mean I should jump out?
Oh, of course not, Dopey. Let's see if there's a fire escape.
Gosh, even if there is one, how are we going to explain?
Don't worry about that now. Good. There is a fire escape.
Oh, what?
Come on, Beanie. Out with you, quickly.
Okay. Well, what are you going to tell Pearlie?
Oh, I'll think of something.
Oh, I sure hope so.
Now, don't stand there, Beanie. Go on, get going.
Here comes Pearlie.
Gee whiz.
Graham, Beanie, run down the fire escape and get back to the office. Tell Mr. Kent we're okay, not to worry about us. And pay no attention to anything we say.
Okay, so long.
Don't you worry about a thing, Biff. I'll take care of him.
Quick, Mary. Holler at Beanie as if he's running away.
Come on back, you yellow punk!
Yeah, come on back here. I'll get you for this.
Hey, what's going on here?
Well,
That little punk Beanie, he ran out of...
What?
Yeah, got scared and took it on the line.
Right, that's it. What'd he get scared of? Did you tell him anything, Chickie?
No,
she didn't say nothing. He just didn't like the idea of working as a messenger boy, see? Just lazy, that's
yeah?
all.
Yeah, well, I'll fix him for that. What's his name, Chickie?
Beanie.
You know him, Biff?
No, I didn't even see him.
Hey, I know a kid named Beanie. He works...
This kid's name is Tomasi. Beanie Tomasi.
Is that the one you know, Monk?
No, I don't know him.
Okay, forget it. I'll check up on him later. We got a lot of work to do today. You four will have to hustle to get it all done.
Don't you worry. We'll hustle, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, now listen. Chicky and Biff, you know the ropes. You, Monk, and you... what's your name, kid?
Jim. Jim of
okay,
Miller.
Okay, Jim, okay. Now you go with Chicky today. Monk, you travel with Biff. I want two of you together on each job. Because you'll be carrying a lot of money.
You mean we're going to pick up railroad tickets and stuff again?
No. Today we have a lot of exchanges to make.
Oh.
You see, many of our customers have, changed their minds about traveling and going to the theater and so on. So they've sent their tickets back to me, see?
Yeah, I understand.
Now, you messengers are going to turn them back in and collect the money for them. You understand?
Sure.
I know what to do, Mr. Pelly, and I'll show Monk the ropes.
Now, good. This envelope is yours, Biff. You'll find the tickets and the amount of refund to get inside.
Check.
This one is yours, Chicky.
Okey-doke.
Now, get this. If anybody asks you if you're the kids who called for the tickets in the first place...
We ain't. And we don't know who did either. Right?
That's right, Biff. All you know is that the dependable messenger service gave you the tickets and told you to return them and get the money back. Do all of you understand that?
Sure,
yeah, I
get
it.
Okay, then get going. And remember, I want you all back by noon with money.
We'll be back.
Okay.
Good thing.
Hi, Miss Kent.
Beanie, why, I thought you were with...
Yeah. I did go with Jim and Mary to work for the messenger service.
What are you doing back here? Did something go wrong?
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Oh, great Scott, speak up, speak up. What's happened? Did Jim and Mary
get... Oh, wait a minute, Mr. Kent. They're okay, honest.
Oh, thank heaven.
Well, then it was like this, see. We're standing there talking to that Mr. Pearly when two other kids come to the reception room.
Uh-huh.
Pearly, he goes out to greet them. When he opens the door, I happen to see that one of the kids knows me, knows I work here.
One of the kids knows you and knows your work here?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So you see, I can't stay there. If I do, it's curtains for all of us.
Huh?
So Jimmy made me lamb out of the window and down the fire escape.
Oh, I don't like that, Beanie. I don't like that at all.
Oh, it's okay. Jimmy says he'll fix it somehow.
Well, maybe. Just the same, I've got a feeling they'll need me. That is, they'll need Superman.
Now, don't you worry, Mr. Kent. Everything's fine. You just wait for Jim's call. He's smart, that guy. Nothing's going to happen to him.
Well, I hope so, Beanie. I certainly hope you're right.
Well, I certainly was surprised to see you walking in here, Mr. Paradise. I thought you never wanted to be seen around our office.
I don't, Pearly. I think it's dangerous. But this news story I mentioned before worries me. I'm afraid it may lead to trouble. And I want to trace it before that happens, if possible.
Yeah, sure, but... Mr. Paradise, what's all about?
Here it is on page one of the Daily Blade. Read it for yourself.
Yes, sir. Two Daily Planet reporters identified as Lois Lane and James Olson were arrested yesterday and charged by the police department with passing counterfeit money. Hey, how did...
Go on. Continue reading.
After being released on bail provided by their managing editor, Perry White, the charges against Lane and Olson were dismissed. Inspector Henderson of the police department refused to explain, but he said that he expected to have an important statement soon on the mysterious counterfeiting ring that has been fleecing metropolis merchants and shopkeepers of thousands of dollars. Say, what does this mean?
That's what I want to know. How did two Daily Planet reporters get hold of some of our money?
I don't know.
You'd better know. If newspaper reporters are on our trail, we're really in trouble. Now think, how did they get it?
I tell you, I don't know. I can't understand it. All the phony stuff goes to railroad stations and airplane lines, department stores, places like that. I can't... Wait. Great snake.
What?
I just remembered. One of my messengers, Chicky Hennig, worked at the Daily Planet.
What?
Yeah. I gave her a phony $20 bill last night.
You did?
Yeah. But she's on the level. Well, she's the one who tipped me off yesterday that Inspector Henderson was going to raid the office.
So what? Maybe that was part of the game.
What do you mean?
She might have been told to do that to win your confidence and then find out all about us.
If she did, I'll wring her dirty little double-crossing neck.
And I'll help you. Where is this chickie?
She's out on a route.
When is she due back?
Oh, in an hour or so.
All right. We'll both wait here for her.
We'll be back in a moment with the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Say, how'd you like to be the first one in your crowd to have a Superman Crusader ring, just like the one Jimmy Olsen and Beanie and all the kids at Unity House are so proud of? Well, keep a pencil and paper handy, because in just a few seconds, I'm going to tell you how Kellogg's Pep has fixed it for you to get one. And believe me, gang, you're going to be mighty proud of your Superman Crusader ring for lots of reasons. First off, it identifies you as a Superman Crusader, too. Shows that you're a part of Superman's crusade for good Americans. And then, this ring is such a slick-looking job. It's shiny and silver-looking, with Superman's picture standing out big and smiling on the front, and the word Superman Crusader on the side. It's adjustable, too. You can fit it right on your finger yourself. And it's made of such sturdy metal, with such a durable silver-like finish, why, it'll keep right on looking shiny and slick for a long, long time. Now, here's how you get your Superman Crusader ring. Ask Mom to get you a package of that sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep. Send the box top along with 10 cents in cash and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send one Kellogg's Pep box top, 10 cents in cash, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 40, Battle Creek, Michigan. Remember, that's P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Unaware that she is under suspicion, young Mary Hennig, accompanied by Jimmy Olsen, is in an express subway train, en route back to Pearlie's office.
The way I figure it, Mary, all these railroad and theater tickets we returned this morning must have been bought with counterfeit money. Then Pearlie had us return the tickets and get good money in exchange.
Sure. That's the way Mr. Kent figured Pearlie worked it, Jim.
Yeah, Mr. Kent's practically always right. Now, if only Pearlie sends us out to buy more stuff this afternoon with phony money,
uh-huh,
all we have to do is call Mr. Kent, and he'll pop down on Pearlie with the police. Then you'll be in the clear, Mary.
Oh, golly, and I won't have to go to jail. Oh, gosh, Jim, if it only works out.
Oh, it will. Don't worry.
I'm so nervous, I can't sit still.
Hey, you got to pull yourself together.
Oh, sure.
You don't want Pearlie to suspect anything, do you?
No, but I got the jitters.
Oh, now, calm down. Relax. Everything's working out swell.
Confident that all is well, Jimmy Olsen and Mary Hennig draw closer to the dependable messenger service office. Unsuspecting that Mr. Pearlie and his chief, head of the counterfeiting ring, are waiting there for them with murder in their hearts. On an empty subway seat beside Jim Olsen lies a copy of the Daily Blade, on the first page of which is published the story that would warn the two youngsters of their peril. But he ignores it. What will happen as Superman, believing his friends are safe now, is at police headquarters where, in his guise of Clark Kent, he waits for their call with Inspector Henderson. Don't miss tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a transcribed copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. You know, gang, one word leads to another, like the way those toasty words crisp, crunchy, crinkly lead you right on to Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. So toasty and sweet and mellow rich on a frosty morning. It's the only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. And so good for you. Mom knows that. In fact, she'd probably like to see you eat up a bowl of Crumbles for breakfast tomorrow. Crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman.